Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby taking the gloves off. Hard-hitting talk radio continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for the December 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017, Hour 202 radio broadcast. Our goal, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I talk a lot about the new media taking center stage, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, it is. The gatekeeping days of the yesteryear thugs are gone. We're taking off the gloves. They're peddling fake news. We're catching them at every turn. Wow. Becky Akers, well-known writer, is part of the new media taking center stage online with us. Becky Akers, well-known for not only her writing about the truth regarding the TSA and how abusive these sexual predators really are. But she's also the author of two incredible books just in time for Christmas, folks. Hailstorm is one of them, about Nathan Hale, incredible book about a great American patriot. And then the other one, Abducting Arnold, talking about the other side of the Benedict Arnold story you may not know about, that you certainly don't get in history. Anyway, the revolutionary new novels are available. Buy them before they're banned today. They make incredible Christmas presents. Check them out. Becky Akers, author.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Hailstorm and Abducting Arnold. Sorry. Hi, Becky.
Thank you, Sam. That's a very kind intro, and it's always a pleasure and a privilege to join you and Kurt.
All right. Now, I want to talk about this fake news going on in the mainstream press, and there's so many fake news stories that they used to get away with that now we're calling them on the carpet every time. And this Charlottesville police one is important. Antifa would attack them with cement. They were afraid, the cops in Charlottesville. Liam Clancy writes several pieces on this. I emailed a couple of them to Becky, but it's not just Daily Caller catching them. Believe it or not, Charlottesville hired an independent law firm who researched it, dug into it, filed a report saying, hey, the problem is the cops. The cops wouldn't do anything. So here's the problem. Why on earth would we have the cops if they don't even do anything? You know what? Not only are they oftentimes even predatory themselves, but now we find out the job they were hired to do, they didn't even do by agreement. They literally had stand-down orders, and it turns out they were afraid of the violent Antifa groups, the violent extreme leftist, communist, whatever groups. And here's the deal then. They allowed the mainstream press to peddle the lie that the Unite the Right, peaceful white people trying to celebrate their culture and history and preserve the statues, relics to that history, if you will. They literally allowed or perpetuated the lie by their silence, and now they all got caught. The cops, the mainstream press, they all got caught in the lie. It turns out that, hey, the violence came from Antifa. The cops were even afraid of Antifa. And the Unite the Right folks got a permit and were peaceful. Then they tried to blame a infamous garage fight on the whites. Turned out that, again, was an absolute fabricated, intentional lie. Why do I say it was intentional? Because they have video to the contrary. Turns out that the Antifa violent folks, the guys that the cops were afraid of, started that fight. Donald Trump at first had the guts to say, hey, wait a minute. There's enough blame to go around here. There's extremists over there. And then he backed away like a wimp. But all I can tell you is if we weren't around in the new media to catch this, at the Daily Caller, WorldNet Daily, Liberty Roundtable, Becky Akers, Breitbart, there's a lot of us. And, you know, we're different degrees of valiant in our stand as well, but that's another topic. One of the things that Daily Caller does that I'm disappointed in, they still call them the counter-protesters. What they need to say is violent thug extremists, okay? Because that's what Antifa has a history of. Let's not pretend that this group is like peaceful and, oh my goodness, a couple of guys went crazy. No. They have a history of agitation and violence. And you can tie it to the Democrats and Hillary Clinton, if you believe in the James O'Keefe reporting, to make my point. All I'm telling you is this, they're getting caught at every single lie, Becky.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always interested, Sam, in how history is repeating itself, because with the rise of Antifa in this country, Antifa is nothing but communism. And we are then repeating World War II's history, where we had fascists on the one hand in the Nazis and communists on the other hand, warring and fighting one another for control of Europe. And that's really all World War II was. And I'm fascinated when I read documents and histories of that era that there's no one in Europe proposing freedom. You've got the Nazis on the one hand and their supporters all urging fascism, and you have Stalin on the other hand and all his supporters urging communism. Really, they are two sides of the same coin. They both advocate totalitarian control by the state over everyone's life. So there's a few small technical differences between them, but otherwise fascism and communism are very much the same thing. So it's fascinating to watch that in Europe and to watch these people who really differ from one another only in a few areas fighting one another to the death, savagely, brutally, the worst war the world has ever seen, millions of people exterminated, all over a few technical difficulties. We're seeing that same thing playing out now. We're seeing fascists and communists fighting one another, and we have a few voices, whereas I haven't yet found anyone in Europe who is calling for freedom, who is saying there's a third way. We don't need either of these totalitarian systems to govern our lives. We can depend on the freedom God gave every human being to run our own lives and get rid of the state. So, as I say, we're very fortunate and blessed that we do have a couple of people like that. But anytime you watch the Antifa and the fascists colliding, just remember, there's the third way, and this is just totally bogus, and a lot of this is manufactured news. A lot of it is professional demonstrators who are being paid.
Amen to that. Now, let me give you some details that are very interesting about this. They made a big deal about some white guy went and killed some lady with his car, and they said how evil it was, that it was a hate-filled agenda. Well, it turns out that they were beating his car with rocks and bottles to the point where he punched it to try to get away from the violent extremists, and something went wrong. Strangely, we haven't heard about this guy at all. But they say it turns out that right before that accident, I would call it at this point, happened, the female police officer that was patrolling that corner where the car crash happened, she abandoned her post because she was in fear of Antifa, so she abandoned her post right before it happened. Furthermore, another finding showed that police pushed the, quote, white nationalists into the crowd of leftists as they attempted to leave the area under orders to disperse. That action led to even more violence on that fateful day. So you got the cops literally partnering with and protecting the extremists. You got the media in bed to report on the lie and peddle it forward. You got a good guy that was hired by the city that reports the truth on this thing. He'll probably never have a career again. But I'm telling you, if we didn't have the new media, I don't know that they'd even be admitting to this. And you got to wonder, we've been in the news media for 25 years, but the new media has just been taking center stage the last 5 or maybe 10 at the most, at least in a big way. And you got to kind of ask, what was it like when they could report these falsehoods with impunity? The report concluded with a damning indictment of the police's failure to do their job and to protect the rights of those who were peacefully gathered to demonstrate, who even obtained a permit to do so. The city was unable to protect the rights of free expression and to facilitate the permit holders' speech. What's the purpose of the cops? They're literally in bed with the criminals. And when the mainstream press reports falsehoods, where are the cops to stand up and go, wait a minute, that's not the way it is? They were protecting their own behinds. Law enforcement failed to protect law and order, failed the honest, peaceful citizens, and they failed to prevent injury and death, the attorney's review concluded. Now, we had, I don't know if you know this, Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio is tiny. I mean, we run on the widow's mite, Becky, in terms of dollars and in terms of people to run the organization. We're tiny, tiny, tiny. But our influence is incredible. I mean, I can name item after item where we've been there live. We had people at the Unite the Right rally reporting on all these details. We were the only one with the truth coming out of the gate that very day at Liberty Roundtable Live. We literally tapped into our reporters, our individuals, our citizens that were literally there live telling us that this was all true. We reported that from the start. So the idea that the mainstream press didn't know this from the start is an absolute lie. All they had to do was listen to the political cesspool James Edwards and Liberty Roundtable Live, and they would have had the truth. The media still plays the part of being silent on this. When we get back, we'll have Becky respond and then Kurt respond to this. I can name so many items where we've had live reporters on the scenes to all these events. We're tiny, but our impact is incredible. Hang tight, because we're only part of the mix. We're not trying to take credit. We're trying to tell you where the solutions are.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Right what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right two."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh?" My response is, you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The ACLU is reporting the cops were not allowed to do their jobs. They were told to stand down. When police were ordered, or gave the order to disperse, the peaceful folks tried to leave and obey the law, but they were forced, pushed into the violent extremists intentionally. Police didn't even seem to try to get in between the two groups or suppress the violence or stop those who were involved in violent acts. ProPublica even reported state police and National Guardsmen just simply sat aside and watched the violence escalate, provoked by Antifa and leftist extremists. Bottom line is, we got a stand down from the higher ups. You got even Donald Trump and a lot of the liberal Republican senators and everything else saying the white racism goes directly to the doorstep of Donald. And they let this lie happen, but we're now exposing the truth. And I submit to you, the new media is the reason. They cannot get away with what they used to. There you have it, Becky.
I was going to remark that you may think of yourself as tiny and Liberty Roundtable as tiny, but you have the truth on your side, and that makes you amazingly powerful.
Well, again, my point isn't to take credit. My point is to let the American people know where the solutions are, Becky. It's not about me. I could go away tomorrow. As long as we keep this drumbeat for the truth up, I'm all in.
Yes, and I didn't mean to come across as fawning on you, Sam. I'm extolling truth and upholding the truth. And the truth will make us free. People who espouse truth may suffer a lot temporarily, but in the end, truth always triumphs, even if the people who have been championing the truth suffer or even die.
Yeah, and I know that you're not. I just want to make sure to the audience, we're not just really here to pat ourselves on the back, but what we want to point out is, look, there are solutions in America, and the solutions start with education. They start with the new media. They start with getting the word out. Look, you can't be responsible for the truth unless you can know the truth, okay? And in the past, all they would tell you is, hey, a bunch of white, whacked out extremist KKK folks created a bunch of violence and almost destroyed the whole town. In fact, the mayor there even tried to say, well, the reason we couldn't do more is because we were outgunned by the militia there. Well, that's a lie. In the report, it talks about the militia. There were some militia members there that weren't part of either group. They were there to keep the peace and help the police. And it turns out they weren't outgunned at all. They were supported. So that was an absolute fabricated lie as well. So see, we're getting to the truth on this. And again, it's not about Sam. Other people are doing great work too. All I'm telling you is you can't be responsible for the truth unless you know. There was no KKK there. There might have been a few people that were racist. Whenever you get any group together, there's some ne'er-do-wells in the group. But for the most part, they wanted to celebrate their rich American colonial history. And they wanted to preserve the statues that seemed to be taken down everywhere, documenting that history. It was about the preservation of their heritage. And all that was lost as well, Becky.
Yes. And I'd also like to put in a good word for racism, actually. We've been brainwashed in this country to think that only white people are racist. Living in New York City, I deal an awful lot with various ethnic groups. And New York, as most people understand and realize, is a very ethnically diverse area. And the thing that has amused me so very much is seeing how every single ethnic group not only hates all other ethnic groups and looks down their noses at them and thinks that they are the superior ones, but even within the ethnicity, there will be varying degrees and people who look down their noses at other people within their group. So this is something of a human tendency. We always search for things that make us feel superior to others. It's part of our sinful nature. And for the American state to carry on and excoriate and pretend that only white people are racist is balderdash and just absolute lunacy. And
in fact, the black guy that started the fight in the garage with the white guys is an absolute racist. He only attacked them because they were white.
That's precisely right, Sam. And most black people that I have met really hate white people. I have met very few white people that hate black people. Most white people I know are like black people or like any person from another ethnic group. They prefer to be with their own kind. They like their own culture. They want to associate with people who share their culture. This, again, is a universal trait that everyone shares. And for the state to try to pit us against each other using this ploy is...
One of the key elements of America is free association. And one of the problems is they say if I freely associate that I'm a racist. That's a lie.
It used to be a cardinal tenet of America. It no longer is. I mean, the civil rights era got rid of that idea. You can see that in this nonsense over the cake baker who said he didn't want to make a wedding cake for a couple of sodomites, okay? His right of association means that he is free to accept or reject business from anyone at any time for any reason. That's the essence of being...
And let me make that very clear. Say that again. Anytime, anyone, for any reason. If you walk into a restaurant and they say, hey, we don't serve blind people here, no, I would reject that and think they're unfair, but they have the right to do that if they want to.
As a blind man, would be the first person to say, yes, if you don't want me in your restaurant because I'm blind, I will uphold your right to that, because if I don't, my freedom is going to take a blow too.
That's exactly right. Now, I would use the court of public opinion to shame them. I would say, you know what, I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host, and I'm going to tell you I'm not coming here, and I would recommend people not go to your restaurant. I think you guys are a bunch of jerks. I have that right to speak out too, but I would never try to shut them down, and I would never try to force them to let blind people, or if somebody doesn't want to serve a black person or a gay person, or if they say, you know what, I don't serve tall people, whatever they want to say, they need to be free to do that, as unsavory as that might sound. We either believe in the principles or we don't.
Yes, and the First Amendment guarantees our right of free association, which includes the baker in Colorado, and whether he wants to cook a cake for me or a sodomite or you as a blind man, that is his absolute prerogative to say, no, I won't. All of this falls under both free association and the benefits of private property.
And the most important of your private property is right of conscience.
That's right. That's right. A property owner is free in a free country. He is free to decide what goes and what doesn't go on his property. And when he steps off that property, he is subject to the rules that another property owner, whosever property he's on at the time, he is subject to that person's rules. So, Sam, if I have a rule in my house that no blind people are allowed in, you're going to be staying out. But if you have a rule in your house that I have to take my shoes off when I enter, then I take my shoes off. It's just, this is freedom. And when we allow the state to transgress against that freedom because our little group has been affected by somebody's bigotry, we are sealing our own casket and dealing our own death blow.
Just imagine if somebody started a cake or bakery. You know what? Gay cakes. Cakes for gays. You know? And I wouldn't go to that place. I wouldn't go to that bakery. But again, this is the point. We shouldn't shut anybody else down for their beliefs. But if we don't like it, we can start. For example, I would like to start, you know what? Armed to the Teeth Airlines.
There we go.
See?
There we go. And let me just clarify that when you say we shouldn't shut them down, you're speaking about trying to get laws passed.
That's right.
Them down. Because we can, in fact, let's say that gay cake opens down the street from my church.
Then I'll use every influence that I have to let them go out of business.
And yes, because the entire community is offended. Absolutely, we'll try to drive them out of business. And
we won't pull the lever of government in favor in some odd way to create winners and losers.
That's exactly what our government has done for a century or more. And it is rankest tyranny. It is absolutely anti-constitutional. We need to shut down a government that is doing this to us, enslaving us and forcing us to conform to its will and its preferences.
Amen to that. The Supreme Court debating this gentleman in Colorado that wouldn't bake a cake for the gays. He says it violates his conscience. He doesn't want to do it. He does not believe in that kind of marriage or that kind of a relationship, and he doesn't want to back it or give the notion that he believes in it. That's a bakery I would go to. That's a bakery that I would vote with my dollars to support. Kurt, do you want to add to this?
Well, you know, it all seems to come down to that misused phrase, pro-choice. It's amazing to me how the bad guys have taken over that phrase. And so now if you say pro-choice, you mean killing babies. And yet, we're for people being able to choose what they would like. I mean,
we're pro-choice in almost anything except for pro-death.
Yeah, we don't really want to kill babies, and yet we do want to let people choose what they'd like. And
but the destroyers of everything, God, family, and country, they've been very clever with their slogans. We'll come back and talk to Becky about that, because really, they use pro-choice for the pro-death agenda, but other than that, they don't believe in choice at all. We'll talk about it in seconds with Becky Akers on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So the pro-death folks that believe in murder and the perversion of the sexual relationship, God ordained sex to be between one man and one woman, legally and lawfully married, for the procreation of children and for the bringing a husband and wife together in a sacred relationship. Well, the perverts have taken every form of sex and glorified it. And the only kind that's appropriate, they've basically shut it down as a, you know, hey, men abusing women or something whacked out. Well, so they've chosen this pro-choice idea to really murder babies. They're not pro-choice for anything else, though. Isn't that interesting, Becky?
Yes, I've often chuckled over that discrepancy and irony that most totalitarian people on the face of the earth want children murdered and want us free to choose to murder children, but they don't want us free to do anything else. You know, you ask these people if you should be free not to pay taxes, and they'll just about have a cow. Or ask a pro-abortion person if I should be free to not pay my taxes since they help murder children and since Planned Parenthood is funded in part by taxes. And, you know, again, you'll just have a temper tantrum on your hands. So it's quite an irony, and, you know, it's a real clue to their actual mentality. Let's never forget, these people are not anything other than communists, okay? Their political philosophy is communism. They think that the state should control everything, and the state should be able to murder babies, and, in fact, that's a good thing. You know, Sam, also, it's always interesting to trace Planned Parenthood's history, that it was founded by Margaret Sanger, and she, of course, was all in favor of exterminating black people. So that's the real impetus behind Planned Parenthood, and I bet Margaret Sanger is smiling, even though she's in hell, at the idea that Planned Parenthood by itself has committed genocide against black people.
Pro-choice lies take cover under pro-death policies? Is that how it is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The pro-choice is nothing but a cover for a death-loving culture and a culture that tries to pervert everything the Creator did and his purposes for the family and his purposes for children and for married couples. So, you know, again, the family is a bulwark of the private sphere against government encroachment. Okay, our families protect us or should. Our families are there to comfort us and give us community. Communists don't want that. They want government and the state protecting us and making us feel part of a community. Okay, remember that, communism is a totalitarian system. That means every single part of your life must be subject to the state. And therefore, we have to get rid of the family if we are communists. We must beat down that competitor for our affection and that competitor for our loyalty. So that's why every time you see a communist government or you see communists in America who are trying to force our government to become more communist, because make no mistake, we do have a government well on its way to full-blown totalitarianism and full-blown communism, okay, but that's why every communist government is so militantly opposed to the family. And we're seeing that here in this country with our government increasingly legislating against families, tearing kids away from their parents, the whole thing with sex education in the schools and the deliberate destruction of a child's innocence, that's very carefully calculated to tear down the boundaries that families set for their children.
Wow. Pro-death lies. Take cover under dishonest pro-choice label. They're doing it in the education system. They're doing it in the media. It's everywhere, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, it's a key thing that we've got to keep up the, I guess you say, fight. I hate to, you know, encourage that word. I guess you could say maybe the opposition would be the better phrase. We know there's opposition in all things. We know that as we push forward with, like Becky says, the truth and highlight these issues of where there's problems, then at least we can, we hope for a better tomorrow.
I agree we want to be peaceful, but I don't have a problem with the word fight because we're in the continuation of the war in heaven that was waged between Satan and Jesus Christ, and I'm clearly, as for me in my house, I will choose the Lord. I'm on the Savior's side, and I'm okay fighting in that eternal war over, sacred issues and for the principles that make people in America great, the principles that make us disciples of Christ. I'm okay with that fight, Kurt.
Yeah.
I want to be as peaceful in the fight as I can be.
Yeah. Yeah, and I remember that the Prince of Peace, the Savior, said we're supposed to love our enemies. So I know that's a little bit tricky when it comes to, you know, getting all that done, you know.
Well, there's a fine line there. You know what? You can love people and be kind to people and let people have an opportunity to repent and change. But there also becomes a point where you've got to reject their ideologies. And, you know, you can love people, but if they're like filling cans full of cement and throwing them at you to start violence, I'm not so sure you run around and try to give them hugs at that point. So there's a fine line there, Becky.
Yeah, and we also need to be aware that a lot of people can't fight for themselves, such as children. I feel so badly for kids in public schools, and we need to be fighting for their right to be part of their families, not to have the state stripping them from their parents, not to have the state indoctrinating them with stuff their parents disapprove. Many parents are so stressed trying to hold down full-time jobs to pay taxes and then take care of their kids that they, too, can't fight against the public educational gulag. Those of us who are able to need to step in and defend these folks from the state. Public education needs to be done away with entirely. In fact, all compulsory education needs to be done away with. Sam, you were talking about the irony of pro-choice people being pro-choice only when it comes to death, and they have nothing else that they're, in favor of freedom. The same thing with compulsory education. It's such an irony. You can't force anyone to learn. And so compulsory education turns into nothing more than brainwashing and attempts to brainwash. And this idea that every child must be forced against his or her will and his family's will to attend a brainwashing session that the state sponsors, this is totalitarianism. And we need to recognize it for the evil it is and to work against it. So I understand the tension that Kurt's referencing when we are to love our enemies, but at the same point, when enemies are beating up on people who are not able to defend themselves, those who can need to come to the defense of the victims.
Well, and so I don't know that love your enemies doesn't mean stand against the evil. If someone comes in to rape my daughter, for example, hey, I'm not going to run around and give them hugs. I'm going to do my best to stop them. And hey, if I have to take their life to protect the innocence and virtue of a young woman, I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm not pushing for violence, but I am saying, hey, there is an appropriate line here. I'm part of my job as a father, as a protector. And that's not incompatible with God either. So there's some fine lines, and I agree that it's a tough decision of when you do what, but we also need to stand for godly principles. How to be as loving and as peaceful and as kind, which is our nature, but yet balance that with the need to stand up for the right causes, for the right things, to reject evil and to call good good and all those things. For example, we need to reject compulsory education as well. Kurt, any thoughts?
Yep. I just know that, I've got to be careful myself about, inciting the other guys. What I'm hoping to do is stand for what's right and to make sure and voice those things and, promote the good and the honest and the truthful, and at the same time not do anything that I guess you could say stirs them up even more. But, it almost seems like it stirs them up even when you try real hard to be nice.
Well, Jesus Christ stirred them up to where they literally murdered him and hung him on a cross. And so I'm not so sure we can prevent them from getting stirred up. The people that hate liberty and hate God and hate everything that we believe in and stand for, they hate marriage, they hate the appropriate God-ordained sexual relationship, they hate everything that we hold dear. And we can remain peaceful, and I'm not saying we escalate in any way, but I am saying, hey, there's a defense mechanism that comes in. There's an appropriate time to stand up, and there's the ability to use our influence to reject compulsory education. And I'll tell you the peaceful way I'm doing it. I've never put one of my kids in the government school, and I never will. Okay, that's my peaceful rejection, absolute outright rejection of their compulsory 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto education system. And I reject it by one precept, and by two, encouraging others to do the same thing. Now, that doesn't mean when I want to escalate or create violence or attack anybody, but it means I'm not going to fall for their lies, and I'm not going to pretend that I'm passive and that it's okay with me, because it's not. So there's a balance there, and I agree with Kurt's point, but we got to, how to live in reality and balance that is the tough part. It's our eternal challenge, that's for sure. Hang tight, folks.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We do follow the Prince of Peace, that's for sure. But it's hard to stand for the Prince of Peace and remain peaceful all the time. And no doubt, we all need correction. We all need guidance. We all need to try to figure out that balance of how to remain peaceful and how to follow the Prince of Peace, but at the same time stand for that which is right and realize we're in the continuation of an eternal war waged between Christ and Satan, and you and I are in the middle and have our agency, our choice, to decide what we're going to spend our time doing and focusing on. And the sad part is anytime you stand for what's right, the enemies of liberty, the enemies of God, family, and country go absolutely ballistic. And as Becky wisely said, look, family is the fundamental unit of society. It ain't government, folks. Now, we can disagree a little bit on the details of government if we want to or whatever, but I choose to focus on the things we agree on, which is God, family, and country, life, liberty, and property. The new media has taken center stage big time. And I submit to you that pro-death lies take cover under dishonest pro-choice label. We got to reject compulsory education because that's where they're learning a lot of this bogus, deceptive, dishonest, in my opinion, faith and family destroying, hostile, psychotic agenda. All right, I guess Puerto Rico's in the news. And Kurt, I know you're going to bring this up and you're going to stir up the enemies of liberty, my friend, with this one. You can't help it.
Well, that's right, Sam. But just before I do that, I got a little special message I want to bring out. This is what I wrote up. This is Kurt Crosby. Sam may not want to share this, but I must try to do what I can. It's Christmas time, ladies and gentlemen, so let's all dig deep to make Sam's Christmas celebration a little brighter. I've known Sam for about a quarter of a century. He's been blind since birth. He and his wife have raised 8 children. They have homeschooled or private schooled all of them. They sold their new home years ago to buy a radio station to promote God, family, and country. Now they own and operate Liberty News Radio from their home. Sam has been offered a lot to leave and or put aside his efforts by the enemies of freedom. He stood strong throughout all. I now call on you to come to his aid. Please take the time now to send a card. Oh, my little thing went away here. I got to bring it back. Send a card and to thank them for their efforts. I will deliver the cards and greetings to them. My address is 9835 North Meadow Drive, Cedar Hills, Utah, 84062, United States of America. You can email me at kurt@libertyroundtable.com or text or call 801-669-2211. Let's show Sam that good people all over the world truly do support good causes. A while back, Sam said that there were 30,000 unique visitors to our website monthly. If we each tape a quarter to our thank you note, we can say thanks for the quarter century of work. It would be a nice Christmas gift and a way to say thanks for all that Sam and his family have done for the past quarter century. Merry Christmas to all, and to you all, we say thanks for all your efforts in support of God, family, and country. All right.
Now, let me just tell you, I got to balance, though, this deal. One, I want to shut Kurt down because it's embarrassing as I'll get out, right?
Yeah.
The problem is I believe in free speech.
Yeah, very good.
Well, that's not really a problem. I'm just saying, hey, I'm not here to control the airwaves. I'm here to literally let the truth out. I'm here to let people do their best, and I appreciate Kurt's efforts. And, he has the right to the airwaves as much as I do, even though he has given me all the credit, and sometimes I get the quarterback credit. Speaking of a quarter, I realize that there's a lot of people that do help and they deserve, I don't know that they even want credit, but they certainly deserve to know how grateful we are for their leadership, their involvement, their support, their hard work, too. And I'm just afraid sometimes in sports or in politics or in whatever it is, the guy like me seems to get a lot of the focus. And it's Becky, it's Kurt, it's Lowell Nelson, it's the people that join us monthly on the radio that, these people make it all happen too. It isn't only me. And so I just want to be very clear that, I guess I get a little bit of the limelight. I'm kind of the quarterback in many ways. But I don't think that it's me that makes it all happen. without all those other people and stuff like that, none of these things would be happening. So anyway, before we do this final Puerto Rico story, Becky, do you want to chime in on this?
Yes, I must tell everyone that I'm in the Sam fan club, too. When I first began appearing on this show, I had no idea Sam was blind. I mean, this radio host I'd never interacted with before just contacted me after reading some of my articles and said, would you come on the air with me? And I said, sure. And we went from there to a monthly thing. And I think I'd been on 6 or 7 times. So this is an acquaintanceship of 6 or 7 months. Before Sam just casually mentioned off the air something about, yeah, you know, because I'm blind, such and so. And I said, what? Wait, back that up. I could not believe that he was blind and has been from birth. And he's one of my favorite people, a huge hero to me, because he accomplishes more in one day than I, as a sighted person, do all week. And I just have a lot of respect for Sam, for his wife, Julie, and their kids. Julie's a wonderful person, too, and I know Sam would be the first to say he could never do it without her.
Amen to that. I'm just surprised she even puts up with me after all this time and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm astounded at that daily.
I had the inestimable privilege of meeting them both one time, and just better people don't exist. And as Sam knows, because I frequently tell him, he's in my top 10 heroes. He's just a marvelous defender of freedom.
Well, and we got the chance to meet Becky's husband. We went out to dinner together, or lunch together, I should say. It was just a tremendous opportunity to learn about her and her husband and their great Christian relationship. And it's just delightful to know there's more Americans out there that are fighting for the cause. You know, you go to New York and you kind of think, man, I'm just surrounded by enemies everywhere. But it isn't totally true, and there's good people doing good things, and Kurt's whole point is to celebrate and support that. Kurt, your Puerto Rico story.
Very good, Sam. Yeah, the headline from Breitbart.com, Puerto Rico pays government employees $100 million in bonuses after asking for $94 billion in federal disaster relief. All right, I guess, now, I mean, it's just insane, but apparently, Sam, they already had a budget approved before the hurricanes that would give out $100 million in Christmas bonuses for the territory's government employees. Now they've asked for $94 billion in federal aid, and basically they're still going to hand out these Christmas bonuses. It's more.
I say they got to stop raping my wallet, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought it was interesting too. In the same story, they talk about how the federal government, the Congress, is concerned because of Puerto Rico's defaulting on their debt. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. $20 trillion, I don't know, $100 trillion in debt. Federal government is worried about Puerto Rico being in debt.
Becky, your thoughts?
More irony.
And it's just off the charts.
It really is.
But it does highlight the reason we have the problems, though. So they try to blame this huge tax cut we're pushing for, and they're like, hey, we're going to go in debt $1 trillion because of the tax cut. And I expose that as the big lie. The fact that money stays in my wallet instead of the government raping my wallet and stealing it has nothing to do with going into debt. They should leave the money in my wallet where God intended it, where I earned it, where it belongs. And then if they want to not spend, then we won't have more debt. So all we got to do is cut expenditures big time. And I thought they could put together a committee. Donald Trump could commission a committee with Sam, Kurt, and Becky, and we could dig into that sucker and get to the bottom of the finance scandals. My wife is a very high-level accounting person, and I know you know some accounting people too. I'll remain that as vague as possible there. We could drill into the budget, and I'm telling you, we could cut spending. It would be shocking what kind of a Christmas present we could give the people, Becky.
You know, just the sheer waste at the federal level. You can read the kinds of things that these criminals in Congress give our money to, and you will be outraged. Some of them will make you laugh out loud. They are so absurd. The academic studies that our taxes are financing, I mean, that guy next door who can barely feed his kids on the little pittance that's left after the feds get done robbing him, okay, that man is forced to fund study of pigs and how they flatulate. And that will be a serious study that our taxes are wasted on. Or you can pick a foreign country. You know, if you ever look at the war on terror quote, and then you look at the subsidies that are going to the very countries that we are supposedly fighting in this unconstitutional, undeclared war, it will make your blood boil. Egypt gets some huge amount of subsidy from us. And yet, look, does anyone consider Egypt one of our great friends? Let's not even mention Israel and the hundreds of millions of dollars that American taxpayers are forced to pour into Israel's coffers. I mean, this is just absurd.
And I think we need to back out of all that foreign aid, and we need to basically reject all that. We need to avoid foreign entanglements, like the Founding Fathers said, and we need to remain a beacon on a hill for truth.
Absolutely. And one of the truths is that taxation is theft. It is on the same moral plane as robbery, because in both instances, you are forcibly parting a person from what he has earned. When the mugger holds me up in the alleyway and steals my paycheck, that's no different than when Congress votes it legally to do the same thing.
It's just legalized plunder and a polite way to steal your money. That's all. They'll steal it very politely.
That's all it is, Sam. That's all it is. But there's the same force underlying it, the same compulsion, and the same threat. Because if
I would say worse.
I would say worse, too.
Because I can get away from the robber and not go in that alley next time, and I can do things to protect myself, bring a bodyguard along, whatever I choose. I don't know that I can do anything when the government does it, unless enough people get involved with me. So I say it's much worse.
It certainly is, and I think any person who has ever been victimized by the IRS would heartily agree to you. They'd rather face a private robber than the government's robber.
Hey, I've been attacked by the IRS and the FDA and the USDA all at the same, or not the FDA, I'm sorry, the IRS, the FCC, and the USDA, all three at the same time, man.
Well, you're a good one to tell us then. Would you rather face a private mugger or the government?
A private mugger any day. And I'm telling you right now, though, look, these people have created an eternal enemy out of me. I'll do everything that I can to see the IRS shut down in my lifetime. These people are evil thugs weaponized against the people unconstitutionally, and I reject that. But I will stand for the proper role of limited government, which is really amazingly limited. Kurt, final words yours.
God bless America, and God save the, well, all of us, as well as Liberty News Radio. We need your help, ladies and gentlemen. Please support us.
And as our old friend that's passed away now used to say, the late Jerry Hughes, God save the Republic of the United States of America. And I would say this, God save family and country. And please protect life, liberty, and property. Becky, thank you.
Thank you. It's always a privilege and a pleasure, Sam and Kurt.